We continue our reading of the book of Hebrews. We come today to Hebrews 11, verse 29, and we'll continue to verse 2 of Hebrews chapter 12. You'll find it on page 1284. The writer of Hebrews is concluding his great chapter in which he is working through the Old Testament, showing examples of faith and what faith has accomplished in the lives of these Old Testament heroes. Now, one thing to highlight in this final portion is when I say Old Testament heroes, I mean regular folks. Because we have the high and the low. We have the good and the bad, as it were. We have kings. We have prostitutes. We have fearful men like Gideon. We have boastful men like Samson. We have every kind of person. To be a believer is not to be someone who is great or worthy in the world. No, it's the faith that accomplishes these things in their lives. And what is accomplished are many great things. They were, in fact, in the record of the Old Testament shows, astonishing things occurred. They were done by God, but they were done through his people as they were trusting him and were reminded that these things really happened. And you and I are living in the same world. You know, when we read of the Old Testament, it's not a fantasy setting. It's our world, our history. We're a part of it. It's the same faith we're to exercise. We are weak. We have strength. We have issues in our lives. Through faith, we need to believe that great things will still be done today. And yet, they will be accompanied with great sufferings. And the chapter is going to emphasize some of the great sufferings of the people of God. And yes, faith calls us to embrace them for Jesus' sake. Well, the chapter ends with a great conclusion in the first two verses of Hebrews 12. One's an application, let's therefore strive. And particularly, he's speaking of sanctification. He says, look, it's like we're running. See, now's the time when we're alive. They're in the stands. They're in heaven, as it were. And now's the time when we're surrounded by the witness of these people. Now's the time when we run the race. Let's run it well. And he uses this, the imagery of don't be hindered. It's not just it's sin, but it's also things that are just keeping us down, worldly commitments, distractions. Let's have zeal for the spiritual labor, the work of faith in our generation. That's what our world needs from us. And then we have one of the great verses, I think, of the Bible. I've sometimes referred to Hebrews 12:2 as the all-purpose Christian verse. There is no setting, there is no situation for which any person does not need to apply this summation. Let us look to Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross. There is an active element of our faith. Let's aspire to do things for God. Or for God to do things through our faith. Let's be willing to suffer, but let's rest all of our hopes, all of our comforts, all of our salvation on Christ and him alone, and let us, by faith, look to him. Well, let me begin reading at verse 29 of Hebrews 11. This is God's holy, inerrant, and life-giving word. By faith, the people crossed the Red Sea as on dry land, but the Egyptians, when they attempted to do the same, were drowned. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell down after they had been encircled for 7 days. By faith, Rahab the prostitute did not perish with those who were disobedient because she had given a friendly welcome to the spies. And what more shall we say? For time would fail me to tell of Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, of David and Samuel and the prophets who through faith conquered kingdoms, enforced justice, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the power of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, were made strong out of weakness, became mighty in war, put foreign armies to flight. Women received back their dead by resurrection. Some were tortured, refusing to accept release so that they might rise again to a better life. Others suffered mocking and flogging and even chains and imprisonment. They were stoned. They were sawn in two. They were killed with the sword. They went about in skins of sheep and goats, destitute, afflicted, mistreated, of whom the world was not worthy. Wandering about in deserts and mountains and in dens and caves of the earth. And all these, though commended through their faith, did not receive what was promised, since God had provided something better for us, that apart from us, they should not be made perfect. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. The grass withers, the flowers fall, and the word of our God abides forever. Amen.